Hello, my brothers and my sisters. I want you to know today that God is bringing things full circle. There is getting ready to be a divine reversal. Don't forsake your process that you have been through, says the Lord, in every aspect of your life. Though you may not have realized it at the time, God says, I was with you all the way. I was ordering your steps, even when you did not consult me first, even when you felt as if you were going in the opposite direction. There were many things that you had to learn along the way. There will be obstacles that you need to go through, that you needed to experience to get you to that place that you are today. Don't forsake the pitfalls. Don't regret the mistakes. Don't let animosity build up in your heart because what you have deemed as a setback. Remember, we are on God's time schedule. It is His divine timing that sets the tone for our destiny. He knows what temperature to set us on, refining the precious jewel that you are carrying. It is being pruned. It is being cut. It is being purified to be worn as a custom-made garment. You are not defeated. God says, you are my child. You are clothed in righteousness. You are anointed with the purest of oil, saturated and ready to be presented as my bride. When something or someone has come to full circle, it has been through a series, several tests, several developments that led them back to their original source, their original position, their original situation. And so it is going to be a complete reversal of the original position. God said, I have taken you out of your comfort zone, out of your familiar place, into a place that you may not be comfortable in right now. Glory to God. But God said, I need you to learn according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. For I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. In verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So God is saying to you today, you needed the experience. You needed the divine boot camp to strengthen you. You needed it to challenge you and stretch you for where I'm about to take you. You needed it to help you to be fortified and prepared for any opposition coming your way, knowing that God will vindicate you in the midst of anything that you're dealing with or going through. He is getting ready to bring things around full circle. You think you have went through situations for nothing? No. God had a purpose. God had a plan. It was not a mistake. You think you went and did detours in your life and you made a wreck of your life? No. God said it was in my divine plan for your life. It was part of your story. It was part of the chapters in your book. And so God said, I am turning the pages. Continue to write. Continue to move forward. Continue to advance. Continue to seek me. Continue to lay before me. To continue to cry out to me. Continue to release whatever is in you and release it out. These are birthing pains. These are things that are coming that is causing you to push past where you have never been before. God is saying, this is my divine plan. It was not mistakes that you have went through in your life that just happened. Some paths God meant for you to go down so you can learn, so you can help others come out, so you can teach others patterns, so you can teach others strategies. God said, I'm giving you strategies. I'm giving you tools to learn how to war in the spirit. For this is not a flesh and blood fight, for we are fighting in the spirit. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. So every stronghold, we declare in the name of Jesus, will be pulled down in Jesus' mighty name. Nothing has no control over us. Nothing has no control over this whole world. For God has given his people divine power. This is our territory, and it's time for us to stand up and take authority over what God has given us. People of God, rise up. People of God, awaken out of your sleep. People of God, walk into your calling. People of God, answer the call of God. People of God, be encouraged. For nothing that is happening is a surprise to God. But stay in tune with him. Stay attentive to his voice. Take heed to his instructions. He is releasing instructions and strategies. Take heed. Turn off your TV. Turn off your radio. Turn off social media. And listen to the Kosha. Listen to the Father. For he is releasing instruction. And we need to hear him. Silence every voice around you and let's listen to the Father. It's coming full circle, divine reversal in the name of Jesus. Be blessed.